Present our speaker for today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grotti.
Good morning. Well, this morning I heard, "Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, guide me to the promised land." And that's a hymn I used to sing way back years ago when I was a Methodist. And I started thinking, you know, we pray for lots of things, and we pray for that promised land. And if you go to the story in the Bible, the promised land, that was physical. But we know, really, metaphysically, it's the inward journey of life. Now, how do we get to that promised land? In the Bible, I can't remember how many years it took, hundreds of years, 90 years, I don't know, I don't remember. But this is all by memory. But in our days and in our lives, sometimes our journey takes a lifetime till we get to where we really understand what's going on and what direction we have. If we're praying for that promised land, what needs to happen? Because if we're in the same place, if we're in the same vibration, if we're in the same way of thinking that we're praying to get out of, we're going to be stuck there for a long time. So in other words, when we pray for something, sometimes something external has to happen to make us look in a new direction and take a different step. Now, that's happened to me lots of times. I don't know what happened to me in this lifetime that it's happened to me, but I happen to think it's happened to me. It happens to you, too. It's happened to a lot of people. And the first time that I prayed for something to happen is when my parents were killed. And the change that happened then, I did not like at all. But after 10 years and getting back out on my own, praying for another change, and being in life, I realized the opportunity that I had there. I learned how to work. I learned how to go to the woods and find peace. I learned lots of wonderful things. I learned how to be strong when I didn't want to be strong. And soon I left that area. And I went on to another life. I went to school. I went to college. And there, I met someone, and I got married. And one day, I found out, oh, he's a Methodist minister. He was a Methodist minister. And I remember one day, he got up, and I go, well, what are you going to say? Because something tragic had happened the night before. There had been a hayride, and there had been an accident. A pickup truck had smashed into the back. And, of course, everybody's praying for an answer, for something to do. He had been up all night. I said, what in the world are you going to talk about? Oh, I don't know. I'll find out when I get up there. Afterwards, I said, don't you ever do that to me again. Ever, ever, ever. That's so disrespectful. Strange thing is, that's the only way I get my sermons now. You said, we don't understand about life. We pray for answers, but sometimes there has to be changes to allow us to learn something in life so that we can go on to the next step in our life. It's not all roses, but we've got to remember to keep praying and to not to give up and not to let go and not to be afraid to take a leap in the next stage of our life. And then I had a death. I lost that husband, and I pray for a next step. Maybe you can take some of these things. And I had lots of changes. Married Mr. Wrong. Prayed for a big change. I prayed that he would change and find someone else. You know, life is never that easy for us. We always have to know what we want and to look on the inside and realize the escape is never the answer, but it's going within and finding that peace within, to find that the promised land is within us. And then, when I had given up on men, I found Stanley. We've been married almost 32 years. But there are always changes in life. We think up here we know what we want, but I believe that we came with somewhat of a map of what we wanted to accomplish this lifetime. And certain things that seem so devastating are there for a reason. And then my husband decided He's not going to live in Indiana anymore. We're coming to North Carolina. Do you know what? We had never even been here before. So we came down in July to look around and decided it's an okay place. It's the best move. I don't know about him. He says so too. But I know I've lived in 3 states and lots of towns. It's the best move I've ever made. But in life, if we dig our heels in too long and we get to where we become rigid, then we become stagnant. You see, that inspiration and that feeling of joy and love, it's like a river flowing through us. If we get too stagnant, oh, life has to be like this and this and this. The only thing we can ever count on in life is change. And the only everything that we can count on is our earth mind is always afraid of that. The very thing that might be leading us to that promised land is the very thing we go back to that earth thinking and go, and we automatically put an ending in a horrible way or a fearful way on it. You see, not only if we're going to make a change, we want to know what it's going to be. We want to know if it's good or bad, and if it's going to be bad, what will everybody think? When are we going to learn to live in a world of promises that those things don't matter? That if we've lived this long and each step has always been better, even the ugly steps that we've walked out of, we carry something remarkable with us because of where we've been, because of the strength and the compassion and the healing and all these things that we learn from having walked that way. There is, in a lot of metaphysical ways, people think you're not thinking right if you have a life experience. We always have life experiences, just like Anne was talking about, unexpected life experiences. That doesn't mean it's going to end in a horrible way. It can be the biggest blessing that ever has come into your life. So today I want to talk about what is the opportunity. In life out there, Spirit used to say in these times, first of all, they talk about the Piscean Age, the time of the big changes out there, the Industrial Revolution, steam travel, gas travel, going into the oceans, going into the universe, all of these things. They talk about the next big changes is the awareness of within. The awareness that the idols and the crystals that we love that have a beautiful vibration, but they don't have power over us. We, in our divine essence, have more power than anything external out there. We have many blessings. We sometimes, when we're trying to get a message, we'll hold this as a crutch. But you know what? What in reality is we have is what is going to be the great changes of the Aquarian Age. That's unleashing that beautiful power within and taking that step that we've taken some, that life has forced us to take a step that we couldn't see because we didn't have a chance. But when are we going to learn? We can take that chance. We can take that step. Because it's going to lead us to that promised land. It's going to lead us to the next step in our earth adventure of what we need. We are always protected and taken care of. But sometimes that earth brain gets in there and goes, oh, what are we going to do? How is this going to happen? And we've got to learn to quiet that brain. We've got to learn to know that just like the lilies in the field and the lilies here that Jesus spoke of, they had no want because they didn't worry. They just knew to look toward the sun for everything they needed. They knew to look for the rain from the universe. They knew probably from the leaves that we try to get rid of, that's fertilizer. We have everything at hand if we know how to look with our different eyes. And we know how to look without fear. I was told once, when people get comfortable, that's when something needs to move. Something needs to change. We all want comfort, but we also want the next blessing too. In opening a book this morning, I read something that I would like to share with you. And it seems so appropriate for our earthly journey as mankind, as our belief system. I count myself a faithful friend of every child on earth. I dare not say of one who lives that he was an ignoble birth. For on the brow of everyone, though dark that brow may be, I trace the light of life divine in high or low degree. Christ said, "Abel ye, all in love, which mandate I revere, and trust that it may be my guide through all my wanderings here. All lovely things of good rapport I seek as flowers the sun, but more I love the peace of mind that comes with duty done. And when earth's children seek my aid, I hear love's high command, and if within my power to bless, I dare not stay my hand. But oh, I judge not man by rank. I see the balanced scale of justice in the hand of God, and know truth will prevail. And looking back o'er eons past, as though a long dark night, I read that what was once called wrong stands now revealed as right." You know, as we grow in love and we grow in awareness, we understand that walking through lives of tragedy, we dare not judge, for we don't know what that other person is going through. Hate only ignites hate. Love is what dispels hate, as what Martin Luther King said, I remember. And it is our good pleasure, as stewards of that divine essence, to live our truth on this earth plane now more than ever before. Not just for us, but for those people who might pass our path. Not just for us, but the divine essence in all of nature, in all of life, being stewards of what we have learned. One of the greatest things I've talked before about it is when I ask Spirit, what is it that makes life an accomplished life here on earth? What can I do to have an accomplished life? They said, it's not so much what you accomplish, it's the light you leave behind. And just one more thing I would like to read that kind of goes along with our journey in life, and that is a rendition of the 23rd Psalm. In pastures green, not always, sometimes he who knoweth best in kindness leadeth me, in weary ways where heavy shadows be. And by still waters, no, not always. Oft times the heavy tempest round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. But when the storms beat loudest and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by and whispers to my soul, "Lo, it is I." So where he leads me, I can safely go. And in the blessed hereafter, I shall know why, in his wisdom, he hath leadeth me so. God bless you all.
Thank you.